medalist Matt Hamilton. Judgmental Jim Rutledge. Live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Let's try this again. Categorically false. My ass.
Are you kidding me?
Rutledge is an idiot. My ass.
Categorically false. That was a four-year deal. This is a three-year deal. That's totally different.
No, this is still a four-year deal. Rutledge is an idiot, you know. Go, Pat, go! I hated that because it's just so lame, but I like it with the Rutledge is an idiot. Fair enough. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. Good job there, Strophy. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. That's crush a Coors Light. I'm with Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
Live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. Alex Strofe, the kid behind the glass. And we're finally going to be able to get into some Aaron Rodgers. Get into the show at Jim and Matt at Twitter. Give us a follow because we're running a contest. We're going to run some more tomorrow to give away a Matt Hamilton autograph hat. We have other cool things to give away here at the Rutledge and Hamilton show, and we're going to continue to do that throughout the show. So give us a follow at Jim and Matt. You also can like the show and subscribe to it. Give us a good rating on Spotify, Apple, Wisconsin On Demand, wherever it is you like to listen to podcasts. That way you can hear Matt's sultry tones whenever you want.
Sultry tones.
My sister-in-law, I think, was trying to give a compliment. She said she listens to a lot of, you know, murder mystery podcasts, and, you know, she'll listen to that when she walks the dog. But now she likes to pop in Rutledge and Hamilton a little bit. One, I think the actor is T.J. Williams or something like that. The guy, we'll show you a photo later, but she says you sound exactly like him. But also, she said she enjoys the show because she doesn't necessarily have to pay attention. It's kind of just nice, smooth background noise.
We'll
make her laugh a few times, and we'll, you know, talk a little bit of sports, but you don't have to be, like, dialed in on it. So, you know, I'll take that as a compliment. It's good. You know what the show is we are good, like, it's not quite there now. Right now, I guess it'd be, like, shoveling. But, like, you need to mow the lawn. You got to get some stuff done. Chore. You know, just pop us in. Give it a listen.
Best friends. We'll get you through that tough work that you have to do, whether it's grinding at a computer or mowing the lawn. Whatever you got.
Yeah.
We got you.
We got you. And
well, I think it's kind of dope.
We are dope. We're at 484 followers. Can we get to 500 in the next hour here? That's not a lot.
Jim and Matt.
At Jim and Matt on Twitter. Let's get us to 500 followers. Because here's what I do promise you. Sooner than later, we're going to make, if you want to win surprises from us, you got to be following us. So you might as well follow us because that'll be contest rules in the future. We're not there yet, but we will get there. Again, we are presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. So setting aside contract details as far as the categorically false and how Aaron Rodgers got paid, he did his Cuba Gooding Jr. impression. Show me the money he set. The bar higher than it's ever been, and he's got bank. He's made the Packers pay for their transgressions. He basically got the Hope Diamond of contracts here, and he's just got his way, and he should. I have no arguments with Aaron Rodgers getting paid or the Packers paying Aaron Rodgers or any of that. What I want to know from you guys and from our fans, First Midwest Bank Talk and Text on 844-770-3776, this contract, the four-year deal, it's kind of built out like a three-year deal, and even year three is kind of, you're going to have to do some restructuring. So, I want to set the over-under at 2.5, and you can call in 844-770-3776. This will be our X-Golf Madison poll question, so if you want to you know, pop in on Twitter as well, at Jim and Matt. You can sign up for the X-Golf Madison poll question and vote there. But over under 2.5 years of this contract played by Aaron Rodgers.
2.5.
Yeah, because 2 is a gimme.
Right.
And so year 3, they'd have to restructure. I'll give you that. So it doesn't have to be under the certain parameters. But Aaron Rodgers playing in the NFL, over under 2.5 years for the Green Bay Packers. What do you got? 844-770-3776.
I'm going to take the over. I think they'll figure it out. I think Green Bay wants Aaron to finish his career here, and I think Aaron, with the new deal and maybe some of the other things that are baked in, we're not talking about, which is like how maybe he has some say in personnel or some sort of like higher team things. I think he's in a place he wants to be. The Packers are as well. I think they move forward for a couple more years than 2.5.
I think it won't be a Packers thing. I think it'll be a retirement thing. I could see Aaron playing for 2 more years and calling it quits. Because now, the last 2 off-seasons, he said that retirement was on the table. And I could see 2 more years from Aaron Rodgers and then retiring. Especially if he wins 1 Super Bowl in that window. The most likely scenario is if they win a Super Bowl next year, they finish strong the following year. I could see him just walking away. Got another Super Bowl, really pushes himself a little bit higher in that QB echelon.
If he wins the Super Bowl this year, do you think he'd consider retiring?
I don't think he goes out. I think that's got to be
super. You don't think he'd be a retire on top kind of guy?
That's so hard to do. Michael Jordan tried to do it, but he didn't do it. Tom Brady, he obviously didn't do it, but he went out pretty close to, it wasn't great, but he got pretty far. It wasn't the worst way for Tom Brady to go out.
Trophy won, and he's retiring on top as a coach. Never coach mixed doubles again.
He's retired you.
Did you just retire me?
Yeah, well, you know I can't take you.
Why not?
Because I need someone who knows something about curling.
You broke his little heart.
What did you just say to me?
You don't know anything about curling.
Wait, so you're getting a real coach? That's why I can't come to Switzerland?
I only have 2 passes.
I don't think that's true.
It is true. I only get 2 people to bring.
Oh, who are you bringing?
I'm bringing Coach Phil.
Oh, so you've replaced me is what you've done.
Well, he's the director of all high performance, and he's been my coach for a very long time. Like, he's one guy.
I've also
there.
Been your coach for a
long time. Can he be director of low performance?
Yes. That could be a good one.
We're on to something.
There you go. And Alex Strelf's official title, director of low performance.
And then I'm bringing the sports physio. So I'm going to get those massages.
Well, yeah, I can't do that. Yeah. I would not do that.
Oh, right. Come on.
Deep tissue massages, no thanks.
Yeah, that's what I need.
You get
to
go to Switzerland. Would you?
Not for a
doubt. 844-770-3776. Would you give massages to Matt Hamilton if you got to go to Switzerland and watch him perform?
This is a dangerous question.
844-770-3776. Talk a text line. Maybe take those on a text line. 844-770-3776. Would you give Matt Hamilton deep tissue massages all trip in Switzerland if it got you a free trip to Switzerland? The X-Golf Madison poll question is over under 2.5 years for Aaron Rodgers. The X-Golf Madison has their St. Paddy's Scramble going on right now. Win a VIP trip for 4 to the Travelers Championship. That's for any of the days of the tournament, or for any 2 days of the tournament, June 20th through the 26th, 2022 at TPC River Highlands. Qualifying period is going on right now through the 27th. 18-hole, 4-person team scramble at the Bay Hill Course. You can do this at X-Golf Madison or in Middleton. Championship round will be April 1st through the 3rd. Again, X-Golf Madison or in Middleton. The course there will be PGA National, and that's a scramble as well. And the tournament includes live scoring broadcast on the X-Golf mobile app and website. So, that is our X-Golf Madison poll question. And we'll take your calls on it next. Over under 2.5 years for Aaron Rodgers playing in the NFL. 844-770-3776. We'll get through all the reactions.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Winners are at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Go there and win. I've been told they have between like 80 and 100 jackpot winners a day. I know that now because myself, Jim Rutledge, Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton are going to compete. And you can join us as well at Jim and Matt on Twitter. We'll put it out one more time before the tournament starts, but we're going to do a bracket challenge. We're inviting all the listeners to join us. The listeners will win bragging rights. You can call in and tell us that you're the smartest man alive with March Madness. We'll pop you on the air for that. But Matt and I has to go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and you can combine push-ups and sit-ups, but you have to do the amount of the Jackpot's won the day before, so we'll do that on the big stage there at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. We're going to show out there April 8th, and we'll do the push-ups and sit-ups. And I've been told it's between like 80 and 120, so somewhere in there. Yeah, right. I don't know if we have the whole show to do that or how that works, we'll get that done. I'm in full training mode. I have Nola. She, much like Yoda in Star Wars, she sits on my back now, and I do some push-ups, as many as I can, and, you know, I'm just trying to... Just in case.
With a kid on your back?
She likes to ride dad like a horse.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, I'll just do some push-ups, and she finds a kick out of that, too. So it's not like a hardo thing. She just likes to climb all over me because she's five. So then I'll just throw in some push-ups, and she finds it like a fun little game. This is Rutledge and Hamilton. Time now for Rutledge Reactions.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
Everyone.
Does everyone on us
remain?
If we panic, we die. Okay?
Calm.
R-E-L-K. We're going to be okay.
It's time to hear some Rutledge Reactions on Rutledge and Hamilton.
It sure is. Each and every day I scour the interweb to figure out what the heck has happened in the last 24 hours. I throw it at Jim, and then Jim reacts. Matt then reacts to Jim's reaction. I react to Matt's reaction of Jim's reaction in a...
reaction. We've got nobody's mics on.
Let's try that again. N.A.
Chain reaction.
Jim wanted to talk to me in the break, so I turned your mics off. Never turned them back on. That's my fault.
You are on fire today.
In fuego.
First off, we just, last segment, we were 16 followers away. 16. Mm-hmm. I burped in the middle of that 16.
Nice.
You are. Good Lord.
At least I'm honest, right?
This kid is on fire.
At least I'm honest.
Yeah, are, I yeah. appreciate
something.
It.
I'm very honest. That is one of our core values here at ESPN Madison. Be honest.
Is be good one of the core values here?
According to Jason Wilde, it is.
All right.
Nonetheless, we are now 11 followers away from 500.
All
right. On Twitter.
Oh, close.
At Jim and Matt. Jim and Matt on Twitter. If we do it by the end of the show, I will go outside, stand on the street corner on East Washington Avenue with a cardboard sign that says, "Download Rutledge and Hamilton Podcast."
All
I'll
right.
I'll do that at 4:30 today on East Washington with a cardboard sign if we get to 500 followers by the end of the show. At Jim and Matt. How's
should
that?
I tweet
I start off Rutledge Reactions.
Hey, we're going to tweet. Maybe
should I tweet that?
Yes, you should. Because
probably. I'm done at 4 today. All so right. You guys can come join me.
I want my Coors Light first, but then we'll come down and join
all right,
you.
Deal.
All right. Deal. All right, what do we got?
All right, let's move on. Mason Crosby was in the news this morning, as it sounds like he will be back with the Green Bay Packers in 2022. It just appears he is still on the roster. No moves being made by tomorrow's cap deadline, so that's...
something.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a positive, but I'm not entirely sure it is.
Have they signed their punter?
Bohorquez?
Yeah. Crosby was not... He wasn't bad, but he wasn't good.
He was phenomenal the year before. I'm just saying, kickers go through slumps, and last year it'd be even hard to call that a slump. He didn't have any super long kicks. That is maybe by design. Maybe you're not kicking them because you know you can't make them, but the kicks he did get, I think he shot like 80%, which you're right. It isn't stellarly good.
I don't know if that's good in the NFL.
I think that's middle of the road. I think it's a good thing. Show a little faith in our kicker, who has been an absolute stud for us in the past. Let him at least compete for the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, Pro Football folk, like their stats, Pro Football Reference, too much. I just want to know. Here we go. He was 73.
73. What's that average in the league?
I don't know, but you said 80. So
I
that's
thought it was 80.
A huge drop off there. How do you feel now?
That is categorically false.
How do you feel about that number? It's 73% of his kicks.
I still don't feel great about it, but he had a worse season. We brought him back, and then he came back with a 90-some and 100% season.
But he was only 16-16 the other year.
100%.
16.
He drilled a... You could not go out and do the Papa Shot 16-for-16.
It's not my profession.
Oh, come on. We do it enough here. It's basically your profession.
It's part of your profession, actually. I tend to agree with Matt here.
Yeah.
Strofe, where are you at with this? They got to bring someone in for competition, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right. I mean, they have to.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I don't think he'll be the kicker when the year starts.
I don't either. I didn't expect him to be the kicker now.
I think the placeholder.
I'm surprised they kept him, but I think it's more of a respect thing, right? They're going to bring him to camp. They're going to bring in competition. They almost do every year anyway. And assuming he does not perform well, they might be like, hey, buddy, you just want to call it quits, walk out with respect rather than getting cut here in final cuts?
And what's well to you? Because to me, a good kicker. You don't have, and the Packers don't have to have a great kicker, but a good kicker. And look, remember, there's a new special teams coach. But a good kicker, in my opinion, is someone that, especially for the Packers in the cold weather, can be called upon to kick 50 and be league average or better, 50-plus.
Yeah.
And that's not Mason.
No. Nope.
And then even 40 to 50 now, we're not feeling great about. So Mason Crosby now is like, okay, 40 and under, you feel okay with.
Right.
But you need those kicks made. Again, the Packers aren't playing for tiddlywinks. They're trying to go to the Super Bowl.
That's a good word.
Thank you.
Let's stick with the Packers. As Eric Stokes was on, Complex Style-ish is the name of the show.
Huh?
ISH in all capital letters. Maybe that stands for something.
Okay.
Complex Style ISH.
Well, there's like the show Black-ish.
I think it's ish. Anyway.
Complex-ish.
Yeah. Right, so it's like kind of complex.
Asked about Aaron Rodgers, Eric Stokes, the Packers rookie, now going into his second year, was asked what happened when he met Aaron Rodgers. He said, the moment I saw him, I was just like, that's bleeping Aaron Rodgers. He's just like one of us, but it's still that little kid in me. Like, man, what the heck? I'm actually meeting someone like you. Thumbs up or thumbs down to Stokes' reaction of meeting Aaron Rodgers?
Thumbs up. I get that. Matt, you and I were talking to that with curling at times, that some of the people you compete against, and you were that guy at one time too, that all of a sudden they probably are in weird spots where they emulated Matt Hamilton or like Matt Hamilton and cheered you on, and now they're trying to compete against you, and I'm sure you're great in kind of shepherding the game, but it's just, and you said that you were the same way, that when you were coming up, you'd play and beat some of those folks, and obviously Stokes isn't going to beat Aaron Rodgers, but if he gets a few picks in practice, that's going to make him feel good, so I love that kind of stuff. I absolutely.
Yeah, I think, one, he's just showing some respect to a teammate, and two, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is getting up there. He was literally in high school watching Aaron Rodgers win a Super Bowl. And then maybe even younger than high school. And now here he is playing on his team. So I think it's incredible. I definitely had a couple curling heroes that I have been fortunate enough to then play against as I got a little older. And, yeah, it's an interesting feeling. And I totally feel for Stokes. And that's a big thumbs up for me.
Eric Stokes would have been like 12 when the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so like 7th or 8th grade.
Yeah. Next.
5 followers away.
Ooh.
All righty.
Anybody got some extra cardboard laying around by any chance?
We can probably break down one of our Coors Light boxes.
There you go. There's an idea. I just want to throw out something that Thomas and Madison said on the text line. Last segment we were talking about maybe giving Matt deep tissue massages to go to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Thomas and Madison said, I would do it without going to Switzerland.
Wow, dreamy.
That's a fan of the show.
That's a fan of the show.
I don't know that I want to open up that can of worms.
That's a fan of the show.
A fan of Matt.
Yeah, Matt. Matt's on the show.
He is.
Ipso facto, fan of the show.
That is true. So I was up till 4 a.m. last night. You know, listening to college basketball talk, doing some work, filling out brackets, as you saw me throw them around like stripper bills earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've talked myself into no 15 or 16 seeds winning this year. Is that okay, or is that abnormal? Matt said I was crazy earlier. That's why I'm asking you.
I took the field against Strofe in this.
Okay, so
the bet is, he says at least one 15 or 16 seed will win. I say no 15 or 16 seed will win. Loser buys lunch for the other.
Yeah. So we'll probably run across the street.
The problem is I haven't dug in yet, but I don't think it's just like one always wins.
It happens a lot.
It does, but at the same time, we remember it because it's rare.
You think so?
I would say I don't think it happens every year.
It doesn't.
I think we like to. Now, I'll be honest, I'm getting a little nervous about a 14 seed.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
But 15, 16, I have to dig into it. I take that year by year. I don't I never one that says, here's where I always get burned. If I tell myself, oh, well, a 10 has to be a 7, or a 14 has to win, or a 13, that's where I get burned. So for me, I always try to avoid that kind of stuff, because otherwise I get sucked into something
Sounds
dumb.
Like you're playing the chalk.
Yeah.
I won't play the chalk. I'm just saying I won't go into my bracket saying, I got to pick a 10 to beat a 7.
You got to pick a 12 to beat a 5. It happens every year. Gotta. Pick a 12 to beat a 5.
Gotta do nothing.
What?
I got to do nothing.
Hey now.
You got to pick a 12 to beat a 5.
All right.
All right, that's all I got for Rutledge reactions.
Good God, Struff. This guy
I'm
is
burnt out.
On fire.
I'm burnt out.
He asked for it.
He tuckered out. You want to get yourself coffee or something?
Yeah.
We have a coffee machine here.
We'll get coffee in the break.
Yeah, we'll get some coffee. It's break time.
Got a Mountain Dew.
How about you man up, grow one more hair on that chest, and have some coffee?
It's a hairy chest. Look.
8 hairs on that chest.
I got a hairier chest than that. Look at it.
Look at me!
What do you think?
You guys can do a little Instagram contest there, see who's got more chest hair.
Yeah, maybe the two of you.
I like that idea.
Because I win. Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Next.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts. Where's Jim? Really?
I'm right here, guy. I'm right here. I'm Jim Rutledge. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. The mountains are blue. You know what to do. That's crush a Coors Light. I'm with Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
The kid, Alex Strofe, drinking his water. He is part of the show. You can get into the show and talk to the kid, 844-770-3776. Shout out to Matt Hamilton's followers, who are now at Jim and Matt followers, putting Alex Strofe on the corner here. So you're going to be on the corner of East Wash and what is that? What's the other street there?
Livingston?
Right by the Sylvie there. So we'll be he'll be right across the street from Festival with a download Rutledge and Hamilton.
That is correct.
Are you going to have like all the subtext of all the different ways you might have to look for it in each different?
Well, I'll go down for 4:30. Mm-hmm. I'll stand there from 4:30 to 4:40. Mm-hmm. That's on your commute home.
Yeah.
And from 4 to 4:30, we'll figure out what to write on the sign.
All righty. Takes a long time to figure that out, but I got it.
It's an artistic process, Jim. You don't rush it.
Process.
Sign up for Cover 5, a free-to-play sports game that will change the way you view the tournament. Join Cover 5 Madness for free at cover5.com and the Cover 5 app for your chance to win each day. The best score each day wins $1,000, $10,000 grand prize. Use the promo code Wisconsin to sign up. Pick 5 teams against the spread each day. Join Cover 5 Madness on the Cover 5 app or at cover5.com. Cover 5, beat the spread and score more points. Use the promo code Wisconsin today. Again, Cover 5, use the code Wisconsin. Win money. So, the Badgers, we alluded to it earlier that I'm getting a little itchy. The Badgers are starting to get to be a chic upset pick. Colgate can knock down threes. The Badgers always in the tournament, at times, I think Badger fans, at least myself, gets a little bit concerned because they've been let down. It's not just with Greg Gard or, they've obviously Bo Ryan before, but the Badgers still always depended on, I think a lot of Big Ten teams are, but especially the Badgers, of how the game is being called. They don't call it like a Big Ten game. That could put the Badgers in a bad spot.
Yeah.
I swear sometimes they're just out there building brick houses. Like that one, they're working for Habitat for Humanity. So hopefully that's not one of those things too. Put the charity work on hold this weekend if you're the Badgers. So some of those things are concerning. They've happened. They're not specific to this team, but there's baggage for the Badgers. But not Pfizer Forum, but Milwaukee has some good memories for the Badgers. But also that's not this team. My biggest concern going into this game is Johnny Davis's health. He didn't look good his last game against Michigan State. It was 3 of 13. I don't know if that got better. I feel like I saw that at one point. His ankle is not right. It's right enough to play, but this is to me a slotting team, and this team is at its best when Johnny Davis is leading the way, scoring, rebounding, assists, block shots, rebounds, the whole thing like he's done all year. And then you slot in Tyler Wahl, Chucky Hepburn, and then Brad's there as the leader, the guy to pick up you know maybe 10 points. But when it's not saying that Brad's like bad, but when Brad's your fourth leading scorer, the Badgers are winning almost all those games because that means other players have stepped in front of Brad. Because when Brad is a elite role player, that's when the Badgers look like an elite team. When Brad's your leading scorer, we've seen that story before. We saw that in year one of Brad Davidson. They didn't do much of anything. When the Badgers won the Big Ten before, they had Reavers and Potter and Trice and then Brad. And so same thing. This time around, it's not specific to him, but everyone's got a slot. And when Brad can play good defense, not have to be the guy that has to drive and score and just knock down the open shots that come his way, the Badgers are in really good shape, and they can go a long way. If they do what they get against Michigan State, where Chucky's not scoring, Tyler's not scoring, Johnny's not scoring, and Brad's got to score 23 points just to be in the game, it's a tough way to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I've kind of noticed and what kind of also upsets me the most about the Badgers is we tend to play to the level of our opponents. When we had those big games against Purdue, and we had two against Purdue, we had Ohio State at home, we've had big games and we step up for them. Mm-hmm. But when we had Nebraska in our house,
such a big game
senior night. Yeah, I mean,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like you kind of like, if you feel like you should win it, you get a little complacent. And I feel like the Badgers might fall into that category as a team and as athlete mentality going into games against perceived 14 seeds against the number three. It's not going to bode well for them to do that. And I really hope that they can just kind of go into the next game thinking they're playing five guys, doesn't matter where they're seated, they just need to win this game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Matty. And it's this team's got a different feel, as you were kind of alluding to, Jim, right? Like, those final four teams half a decade ago, you knew how good they were. This team was a surprise, and I still feel like even with the Big Ten title in the regular season, the early bounce from the Big Ten tournament, I don't really know what this team is, right? You saw the best of the best of them when they beat Purdue at the Kohl Center a couple weeks back. But are we going to see that in the tournament? Because we didn't see that in the Big Ten tournament.
15, and this is a good stat, but it also is a little concerning because it's a lot of close games. They won 15 games in a row by 6 points or less.
Well, now that streak is snapped.
Right, but right. I mean, at one point during this year, they did that. So, obviously, that was Johnny closing them out. Is Johnny, and this goes back to Johnny Davis's health. Are his legs out? How bad is his ankle? Because the Badgers beat Michigan State if Johnny Davis is normal Johnny Davis. So that would have been the outlier. Brad's the leading scorer. Johnny closes that game out, and that's classic Badgers this year. We don't normally see that. 844-770-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talking text line. 844-770-3776.
What is that?
Yeah, that was a tough one. I don't think I could repeat that if I tried. Yeah. First Midwest Bank talking text line. 844-770-3776. The Badgers make the Sweet 16 if... fill in the blank. 844-770-3776. First Midwest Bank talking text line. Matt?
Badgers win the Sweet 16.
The Badgers get to the Sweet 16.
Or get to the Sweet 16 if their big three players in Hepburn, Wahl, and Davis can get into double digits point scoring. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but I feel like when they're spreading the ball out well, that is when everybody kind of gets a piece of the action. Johnny Davis gets to lead, and everyone's kind of scoring and doing their part.
I'll say Johnny Davis averaging 20 points a game. I don't, ideally over 40% shooting, but if Johnny's getting you 20, you're winning those first two games.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. And just to kind of go back on what Matt said there is the offensive diversity, right? And we've seen that in a couple games. That Purdue game is the one that really pops off the page to me, though, is where you have four guys that score over 10 points. And, you know, you left out Brad because how could you? He's too busy singing Varsity, maybe. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But, when those four guys, the three you mentioned, Chucky Wahl, Johnny, and Brad Davison, you can get all four of those guys in double digits points, you're going to win the game.
I leave out Brad because he's not a shot creator. And this, I always point to his field goal percentage. His field goal percentage is almost at the same level as three-point percentage is. If Brad Davidson has an open three-point shot, I'll have him take it more than anyone else on the team. If Brad Davidson has to put the ball on the floor and try to get a shot off, that's not a look I like because it's not really capable of that on a regular basis. He can get a few off, but and that's why Brad being your fourth leading scorer, the guy that's open, because now if you're crash, and this is where the Badgers are at the best, Johnny's driving. Now teams are double teaming because you have to pay attention to Johnny Davis. Now Tyler Wall's open, and maybe he throws a Tyler Wall. Tyler Wall gets stuck. Then he throws it out to Brad, open three. Or he throws it out to Brad. Brad gets covered, throws it to Chucky. Chucky knocks down a jumper. But it all starts with Johnny and Johnny's ability to score and teams drawing a double team to him. And that's where it all goes. But if it's going Johnny, and if he kicks it open to open Brad, great. But Johnny has to get the penetration, and then everything else opens up for the Badgers. And Tyler Wall and Chucky and Brad all put in the work, and Stephen Kroll all put in the work to get better this year. But Johnny Davis has put them in positions to get the shots where they can make those shots because of his double teams, and it's got great court vision.
Yeah, we're kind of ride or die with Johnny Davis on the Badgers, and not unearned. Like, it's obviously shown that. I can, like Strofe said, there's a handful of games where Johnny wasn't the leading scorer, and one of them was a buzzer beater bank shot by Chucky. So, you know, they're few and far between, but if we can get, like I was saying, and like kind of you're alluding to, if we get our top guys getting into double digits, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
I'll tell you what, the tournament is where superstars shine.
Yep.
And that's where Johnny Davis needs to shine the brightest,
yep.
Right? Not only does that help his draft stock for next year, assuming he does go to the NBA, which, I mean, at this point, I assume that's almost a fact, right? But you know, he's got to go in there and he's got to show what all the hype's been about. And you know, I always use this example every year around this time. Steph Curry with Davidson. I mean, think about how a superstar at a school that maybe wasn't considered to be a powerhouse went into the tournament and shocked multiple teams in a row. Now, this isn't the case with Wisconsin because they're not a big underdog like Davidson was back in 2008. But they were an underdog preseason. They weren't expected to come in and win the Big Ten in the regular season. They get a 3 seed. They're playing essentially on their home floor for the first 2 games in Milwaukee. This is set up about as good as you can ask for Wisconsin. So if they don't get to the Sweet 16, it's an abject failure.
Absolutely. They have because they get to the Sweet 16, they're playing in Chicago. Again, heavy fan base. Yeah, that's not a home court for them, but they don't have far to go. Easy travel.
If they do not get to the Sweet 16, I'm going to be looking real smart and real good in my Maui Invitational Champions shirt. You guys are going to be like, you know what? We were wrong.
You joke, but I mean, obviously the Big Ten Championship is going to be the crowning achievement, but man, the season's going to be remembered for the Maui Invitational. And then, because, okay, that's the only untainted thing they had. Because the Big Ten Championship, they had it outright. All they had to do was beat a crappy Nebraska team at home on senior day for everybody's All-American senior Brad Davison, and they couldn't do it. It's a movie. Everybody's All-American.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's so they couldn't do it. And that now it's tainted. Now you share that title. And it's still, look, congrats. The players enjoy that title. You earned it. What you did was amazing. But I'm saying from a fan's perspective, you blew it. Now you shared it. Maui Invitational. Untainted. If the Badgers don't get to the Sweet 16, to borrow from Ron Wolf, this season's a fart in the wind.
Hey now!
That's what he said. Packers,
do you think it's a fart in the wind, Strofe? They flame out against Colgate or the next game?
No, because nobody knows about a fart in the wind. Nobody remembers a fart in the wind. We will remember this season.
But you remember Ron Wolf, like the
excited.
Packers, they only
Ron
won
Wolf
the one.
Was, yes.
But I mean, he won one Super Bowl and he said it's just a fart in the wind. If you're a franchise quarterback and you're trying to build a team and you put it together and you won one win, look, you apply it to the Cubs. Fart in the wind. The Chicago Bears. So it's not just like Wisconsin teams. 85 Bears. One win. One Super Bowl. They should have had more appearances. The Cubs World Series team. They should have gone back again. They should have had more.
Keep saying the word fart.
Fart in the wind. That's Ron Wolf. Can't argue with Ron Wolf.
Fart.
Fart. In the wind.
No, we're not playing this game on the air.
Come on.
Isn't that a song, too, right? Dust in the wind, fart in the wind.
Yeah. Pretty much the
what
same.
In the wind?
Dust in the wind.
So, I just.
It's a song. Kansas.
Fart in the wind.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
All right.
Children.
No, no more. Dust in the wind. We'll change it to dust in the wind because Stove can't handle it.
Fart.
The kid can't handle it. No more fart words. No more potty talk at the table, Stove. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton with Jim Rutledge and Matt Hamilton presented by Coors Light. Subscribe for full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're my boy, Blue! The mountains are blue, you know what to do. Crush your Coors Light. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. All the Badgers will be, this season, dust in the wind, if they don't make Sweet 16. At least in my opinion. 844-770-3776. We're asking you, the Badgers make the Sweet 16 if, fill in the blank there, I'm with Ride or Die. If Johnny Davis plays like Johnny Davis, Badgers can go far. Otherwise,
we've seen Johnny play great and still have a couple losses. He needs his supporting cast to do their jobs and do what they've been doing all year, and that's moving the ball around, finding Johnny open when he does get open, and then being the support crew when he is getting double-teamed, the open guy hitting that shot. That's what needs to happen for the Badgers to win. I steadfast on that. Johnny can't do it all by himself.
I agree. But if Johnny's playing at that level, it opens up everything to make their lives a little easier. So we're on the same page. If Johnny's playing like Johnny Davis can play, healthy Johnny Davis, hopefully his ankle's okay, that means everyone's getting easier shots. The ball moves more freely. Everyone's looser. There's a confidence to this team at the end of a game when they have Johnny Davis on the court playing well. They feel like they're going to win, and that matters. Our ex-golf Madison poll question, do you believe Aaron Rodgers will play over or under 2.5 more years for the Green Bay Packers? Right now it is 51% at the under, 49% at the over.
Wow, this is a tight one.
That is a tight one. 844-770-3776. You can call in on that as well. Strofe's on his phone and not playing the hotkeys. You missed one there. But that's fine.
I don't think so.
No.
You missed a layup.
I don't think you're listening.
I wasn't.
Yeah,
let's just hope that the Badgers don't miss layups the way Alex Stroff does on the radio.
Hey.
Oh no, you didn't, girl.
Show me the money.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers checking in. 513 followers. That means Strophy working the corner after the show.
Be curious, not judgmental.
The corner of East Wash and something in front of Vintage
Livingston.
Well, you said it like a question mark before.
Livingston?
Yes. So Livingston? East Wash and Livingston, next to the Vintage cross street from Festival. You'll be there with a cardboard sign that says "Show me the money."
Download Rutledge and Hamilton.
If you're on Spotify, you'll be able to find it. Don't worry about the text. It's close enough.
I just realized this.
If you're on Apple, search Rutledge and Hamilton. Jump around will pop up. Sign up for that, and it'll switch over to Rutledge Hamilton at some point.
I just realized that this sweatshirt is a little short.
It is.
So when I hold up the sign, my belly's going to come out. A little muffin top.
You're going to get way more people paying attention to you.
There you go. Get a little honks. There you go.
It's going to be great. I'd like to see what our subscribers or downloads are at prior. Yeah. Just Strofe going out and waving a sign around and see if we actually lose.
Yeah, I think we're going to dip.
You know, Strofe's having a tough time with his shirt a little small. My shirt's a little small because I'm swole from working out at Carbon World Health. I started with a 6-week experience, and then I've stayed. You can start with a 6-week experience. Comprehensive approach to training addresses all of your needs. Carbon World Health, health, diet, fitness, hydration, vitamins, hormone optimization, recovery, the list goes on. Their methods provide sustainable, transformational fitness and health gains. It's medically supervised by Dr. Nestor Rodriguez. I saw him today. He's there. He's making sure everyone is on point and healthy. And I've experienced almost everything on here. The health, diet, fitness, hydration, vitamins, hormone optimization, all of it. And all that's helped me live a healthier lifestyle here. And it can help you too. Go to Carbon World Health. Sign up for the 6-week experience. They've also added M-Sculpt and some new features there at Carbon World Health. So go see what they have to offer. State-of-the-art, cutting edge with workout, recovery, and hormone optimization. Go see what Carbon World Health can do for you. You can get swole like me. But I joke, but we were talking a little bit before, Matt, that at times, like most people, get hung up on the weight. They have this thing at Carbon World Health, the in-body scan. And so I can look at the weight and say, oh, it's not changing. But then I go on to Carbon World, you know, and some people it will. But I get on there and I do the in-body scan. I go, oh, my skeletal muscle mass is shot way up. My body fat's shooting way down. So I am actually making a huge difference in my body. And look, they take cholesterol. They take other stuff throughout your workout, too. My cholesterol's dropped, you know, through all the different things I've done there. So Carbon World Health can help change your life. New year, new you. Prove it at Carbon World Health. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. So we got Strofe going on in the corner.
Don't take that out of context.
That's that's going to be what you're cutting for tomorrow's
show. Hey, now.
That's the truth. You're working the corner for Rutledge and Hamilton, trying to get those downloads up.
Just pimping out our producer to get the downloads up.
Now, to be fair, he pimped himself out.
I did. That's true.
So Matt Hamilton put it out, and we had 484 followers. We have 513 now. So get out your phone, because none of us can do that math in our head. How many followers did Matt add in about 40 minutes for us?
That'd be, what was the numbers?
513, 484.
Isn't that 2019?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. I was kidding. I was just, you had your phone out. I thought you were getting the calculator out.
You drilled
it. I did. Get the calculator out.
So 19 followers. We got us over 500. Make sure you subscribe and like the show as well. But at Jim and Matt on Twitter, and we're available Spotify, iTunes, wherever it is you like to get podcasts. Aaron Rodgers got
hit. Back.
He got paid. And we heard it from Jason Wilde. Devontae Adams is the next domino to fall to see, can they add a splash free agent, or are they just running it back? I don't think it's bad to run it back, but I am a little surprised that this team might just run it back, because, yes, they had an amazing regular season for the 100th year in a row, but they also didn't get to the Super Bowl for the 100th year in a row and actually had their worst postseason performance for the first time in a long time. So we good, and we'll talk more about it, but just in your head, running it back, or you hope they had
good.
One splash
person? I feel good. We're going – special teams is going to change next year. Obviously, last year was not great. We figure special teams out. We got a great chance at not giving up dumb points, and that was the – only error the Packers made in the NFC Championship game. We could have scored more, but they
only error.
All they got were off of those stupid special teams points. Those are the only
right.
times they got on the board.
Defensively, but you have Aaron flipping Rodgers, MVP, two-time, king of the mountain, king
if,
of the
if you do
big
normal
toe,
football things, you win that game. And they
like
didn't.
Score points? With
normal,
your
they
MVP
did score
quarterback.
Points.
Not
they,
enough.
Their special teams gave up dumb
Don't
points.
Be that guy. Aaron Rodgers gets an F. He didn't do it in the playoffs that game.
Hey,
C
guys,
minus.
Guys, yeah. I just realized I did the math wrong. It was actually 29.
29, let's go.
None of us corrected you, so.
Thanks, thanks for
high
being
marks
honest,
on us. Strofe. You'll see Strofe working the corner in like a half an hour. Scalzo and Rust up next.
See ya.